This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Can I say something about the challenge you gave last week?
Yes.
It was hard. It was so hard. We'll let you repeat it, and then we'll actually tell you how many entries we get. Repeat the challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Mark Leeper of Mattawan, New Jersey. And I said, take a plural noun, it ends in the letter S, insert a space somewhere in the word. The result will be a two-word phrase that has the same meaning as the original word, except in the singular. What words are these?
And your answer?
Well, the original word is eyes, A-Y-E-S, and if you put a space between the A and the Y, you get A-Yes, which is the singular form of eyes.
We received fewer than 200 entries, but we did pick a player who did get the answer right. It's Isaac Moses of Chesterfield, Missouri. Hi, Isaac.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do in Chesterfield?
I work for the St. Louis Metro. I do technology stuff to support public transit.
And have you been playing our puzzle for a long time?
I go all the way back to the podcast days, actually.
Good for you. That was, I think, one of our more recent delivery systems of our puzzle segment. But you are ready to play on the radio, aren't you?
Absolutely.
I can tell. Will, meet Isaac. Let's play.
All right, Isaac, every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase in which the two words look like they should rhyme, but they don't. For example, if I gave you the clue, desires trousers, you would say, wants pants.
You okay?
Number one is listens to grizzlies.
Hears bears.
Hears bears is right. Number two, exhibits cattle.
Shows cows.
Yeah.
That's it. Holds stinging insects.
Holds.
Holds tightly stinging insects.
I'm going for wasp.
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So
holds, stinging insects.
Wasps.
Clasps wasps. Good. That's tough to say.
It is.
Try this one. Provides mates for husbands.
Mates for husbands.
Well, what are mates for husbands?
Wives. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Gives.
There you go.
Gives
wives. Good one.
Sure.
All right. How about this? Outlaws graceful birds.
Prohibit, prescribe.
In one syllable.
Bans.
There you go. Graceful birds.
And swan.
Bans, swans. Good. Try this one. Wheels out Barbies.
Rolls, dolls.
Rolls, dolls. That was fast. Good. Injures hunting dogs. Injures hunting dogs.
Wounds hounds.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Cuts plumbing items in two.
That'd be pipes?
No.
That's what I had.
Okay, what is cut in two? Cuts in two.
Halves.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Valves.
There
valves.
You go.
Valves. Oh, Isaac. Nice.
Halves valves. Good. Takes the rough edges off magician's sticks.
Sans wands.
Nice.
Good. Interrupts series of wins. That's W-I-N-S. Interrupts series of wins.
A streak.
Streaks,
streak.
Yes.
Streak.
Uh-huh. Interrupts.
Break.
Yeah.
Break streaks. Good. And your last one is a pedicurist.
Foot something?
And it's not foot. What part of the foot?
Oh, yeah. Pedicurist. Toes.
Yes. Toes is right. What's the verb that goes with that? Is a pedicurist.
I hate these ones that don't rhyme because you never can think of them. Are you really saying does toes?
Does toes, that's it.
Oi, Isaac.
Thanks for helping,
Lance. Hey, yeah, you bet you. Thank you. I think we really made a good team here. We really made a good team. Well, to tell you what you're going to get for playing our puzzle today, Isaac. We have a very, very, very funny man. He's the creator of the hit television show The Office. Next week, he's the host of the Golden Globe Awards. And here's Golden Globe winner himself, Ricky Gervais.
Thanks, Leanne. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition of The Palpin, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, volumes 1, 2 and 3 from St Martin's Press, in case you wondered who published that. One of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. St Martin's Press weren't interested. And a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles. Wow. Oh.
I just hear his voice and it makes me laugh. Are you familiar with his work, Isaac?
Oh, yeah, he's a funny guy.
He certainly is. And you know what? You can hear the interview I did with Ricky Gervais next week when the Golden Globes are going to be awarded. And I have to say, I was almost crying during the entire interview. Before I let you go, Isaac, tell us your member station.
That would be KWMU 90.7 in St. Louis.
Oh, boy, you know everything about it. Isaac Moses of Chesterfield, Missouri. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today. It was great to have you on my team.
Thanks a lot, Leanne and Will. That was fun.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Will, you have something fun for next week?
Yes. Name an article of apparel in the plural form, ending in the letter S. Rearrange the letters to name an article of apparel in the singular form. What things to wear are these? So again, an article of apparel in the plural, ending in the letter S. Rearrange the letters to name an article of apparel in the singular form. What things to wear are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we will call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.